all participants. This conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
Thank you, Kelly. Julia speaking. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Policy and Implementation Principles sub-team on Thursday, 9 January 2014. On the call today, we have Cheryl Langdon-Orr, Alan Greenberg, Tom Barrett, Chuck Gomes, and Jonathan Frost. We have apologies from Avery Doria, and from staff we have Marika Connings and myself, Julia Chavolin. I just see that J. Scott Evans has joined the meeting. May I please remind all participants to please state your names before speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. This is Chuck Gomes. Welcome to everyone. Appreciate you being on the call, and thanks for some of the work that happened on the list before this meeting. Before we get going on looking at our overarching principle, does anybody have any changes to their statement of interest or any suggested changes for our agenda, which is really fairly simple? We're going to go through the principles starting from the beginning.
It's Alan speaking. I don't have any of those, but if someone can either tell me what the Adobe Connect is or send it to me on Skype, I would appreciate it, because the one in the email saying the new one goes to a page that isn't started.
Okay. Is someone going to, this is Chuck, assume someone will send Alan what he needs there.
Yeah, this is Marika. I can do so.
Thank you. All right, so...
Julia sent it to me also. Thank you.
Did it work?
I don't know. I'm just copying it now. It's not the one that was in the email saying, here's the new connection.
I want to thank Nick. This is Chuck again. I want to thank Nick for sending in some suggestions, and of course, thanks again to Cheryl for drafting the overarching principle. What I did, those of you who were on the list in the last hour, you probably saw it. I took Nick's version with his red line. And I added a few things as well, just to kind of start off there. We don't have to restrict ourselves to those things, and we won't. But I thought we'd just use that, and I appreciate that being on the Adobe Connect window. So let's jump right in and see if we can make some progress on this on these principles. The first thing I noted, and it starts in the second sentence, I guess, of the overarching principle, is that it seems to me, and I guess this is more of a question than a statement, although I'm phrasing it like a statement, that however we define multi-stakeholder model in our definition, from our definitions sub-team, we should do it here. Is there agreement on that or disagreement, or do you think it's okay to be use a different one in our overarching principle?
No, I think it has to be the same.
Thank you. Alan, go ahead.
I won't be adamant that they need to be exactly the same wording, but they better not have different meanings.
They
better not conflict.
The conflict would be very bad.
Okay. Thanks, Cheryl. Okay. So ultimately, we'll fix that definition once the definition team finishes with that. And I don't know that we need to spend any time on that now. Alan, do you have your hand up for another reason?
No, sorry. I just hadn't lowered it yet.
That's okay. I need to ask so that I know. I'm going to flip over, so if, by the way, they're a small enough group, if you want to speak out, I'm okay with that if nobody objects. I'm going to flip over to a document that I can read better than the one in Adobe.
Yep. And, Chuck, Cheryl here, thanks particularly for that, for this call, because as I say, I will have to get mobile shortly, and I'd hate to be the only one jumping in. Thanks
again,
for that, mate.
I think we're small enough, and all of us are used to working with each other enough that
we
should be comfortable with jumping in verbally if you need to. Now, if somebody raises a hand and I don't see it because I'm in another document, just as somebody let me know.
And if anyone gets obnoxious, we'll tell them.
Yeah, okay.
Or they'll tell me.
So I don't know that there's much need to talk about that sentence then that defines a multi-stakeholder model. I do want to just mention a couple things that I put in on top of Nick's version. I don't know that there's one multi-stakeholder process or one multi-stakeholder model is why I suggest, however it ends up, we might want to say A rather than the, but that's something we can deal with when we look at the definition. Also, I was concerned about the use of the word governance, maybe because I've become hypersensitive participating or at least observing the Discuss at OneNet list.
Yeah.
It's taken a lot of bandwidth on that list. And so, again, we can look at that once we get to the definition that the definitions team provides for us, and we'll talk about that more. Does anybody else have anything to say about the first two sentences before we go to Nick's first comment?
It's Alan. I guess, again, to not be holding in parallel the definition of what multi-stakeholder is here. There are better things for us to do with our lives. I think the inclusive is the word that we should be keying on here, and not worry, not agonize over the details, and that's something, you know, it's a discussion like we had having in the definitions group, that towards the end we're going to have to go back and make sure that it matches what we've ended up coming up with. But I don't think we need to agonize over it at this point.
Thanks, Alan. Any other thoughts before we go to Nick's first comment?
This is Jay Scott. The only thing I would say is that we need to ensure that, you know, as I understand it, the multi-stakeholder model is a model that is not necessarily unique to ICANN. For this reason, it's sort of like the definition of implementation and policy and those things that you find in the, there are sort of the general idea of what those terms mean, and then there's how ICANN has applied that to its ecosystem. And so I, you know, my thought would be we would first say a multi-stakeholder system is X. The ICANN multi-system stakeholder is this formula of X.
Thanks, Jay Scott.
Hey, Scott, Cheryl here. I think you'll find your sentiments are being fairly well echoed in the definition subteam's work.
This is Greg Chatton. Michael Graham just circulated an email which said almost the same thing as you were saying it.
That's right.
Yeah, and in this case, following the first sentences, we have the one that's highlighted in green saying a stakeholder refers to, and that sort of should cover any sins in the previous statements, assuming they're still there by the time the definitions group finishes.
Okay. And I see that you've joined us, Michael. And
yes, and actually I'm on two computers, and I will set up one that I can submit what that definition is that was contained in my email. It'll take me a couple minutes, though.
Yeah, so if you could... if you can multitask and handle your two computers, why don't you just go ahead and read the definition, and those of you that have received the email like I have, you can go ahead and follow along online, but why don't you go ahead and read that and make any comments you'd like to make, because the first thing we talked about really was that we want to be in sync with whatever definition we have in our overarching principle for multi-stakeholder with whatever comes out of the definition subteam. So if you could do that, I'd appreciate it, Michael.
Okay, I'll just go ahead and read what we've come up with. let's see, and it includes actually two definitions. The first, multi-stakeholder model. And the definition of that is an organizational framework or structure for governance or policymaking which aims to bring together all stakeholders affected by such governance or policymaking, dash, including but not limited to business, comma, civil society, comma, governments, comma, academic institutions, and the technical community, dash, to cooperate and participate in the dialogue, comma, decision-making, and implementation of solutions to identified problems or goals. And then the second definition is of ICANN multi-stakeholder model. And that states, is composed of different internet stakeholders from around the world organized in various support organizations, constituencies, and advisory committees, comma, and utilizes a consensus-based policy development process, also known as a, quote, bottom-up, end quote, model.
Okay, thank you. This is Chuck again. Before some of you got on, I brought up a concern that I have about the use of the word governance. And as I said for those who were on the call earlier, I'm probably a little hypersensitive. Greg probably understands it, because he actively participates on the discuss at OneNet list, where the whole concept of governance has absorbed a lot of time. So I'm a little sensitive of using the word governance in here. But I say that and throw it open to discussion now. By the way, for those of you on the call, and we have more on the call now, so if this doesn't work, we'll revert back to raising hands. But we decided that we would try to just speak out politely rather than necessarily raising hands so that we can look at other screens besides just the Adobe Connect. So what are your thoughts on that? Am I off base? Do we need the word governance there? What do you think on that?
Chuck, this is Greg Shatton. I'll both raise my hand and speak nicely, hopefully nicely. I did participate in that whole discussion on the discussed at OneNet list. And I think the concerns about the word governance, and by the way, the concern was some people had was that the word governance somehow implied that governments, as in sovereign powers, are involved in governance. And there's really no linguistic reason why that's the case. Not that I'm a linguist, but I did look into it, so I wasn't completely talking through my hat on the list. Corporate governance doesn't involve governments. It's governance of whatever is being governed. Nonetheless, there were some people who seemed to be holding on to that idea that, governance implied government participation. Not that there's no government participation in ICANN, although, as we all know, the GAC comes in through a different entrance. But to my mind, we should stick with the word governance because people at least have a general understanding of what's meant by internet governance, and to try to dance around the word I think creates more problems than it solves, especially because I don't believe it's solving a real problem at all, but really just a made-up problem. I guess that's all I'll say for the moment. Thanks.
Thanks, Greg. Alan.
Yeah, two things. First of all, with regard to governance, I guess my preference is to leave it out if it doesn't lose something by doing it, just because it's such a hot word. And means different things to different people, and it increases sensitivities, and I'm not sure there's a lot of merit in it, but I'm not adamant about it either way. Just with regard to the definition that Michael read out, all of the definitions that the definition group is coming up with are prefix saying these definitions are with respect to GTLDs. So the definition itself may sound like it's wider, but it's all focused on GTLD issues. So that has to be kept in mind. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan. Hey, Scott.
I think that some concept of governance needs to be in here, but I think we can solve the problem if we just put the self hyphen in front of governance. So it reads that an organizational framework or structure for self hyphen governance or policy making, because that's in effect what it is. It is a group of individuals other than government, because government, depending on where you are, has its own structures and it's not necessarily multi-stakeholder. So I think that would solve, because it says it's self-government, governance, it's a model. So that would be my suggestion to quell concerns.
Thanks, Jay Scott. Cheryl.
Hi, thanks, Chuck. Cheryl here. I'm happy with that edit, Jay Scott. I think that does help and contribute, although I kind of don't agree totally with the rationale. I think the outcome is right. The issue I did have, however, was I definitely think that the word governance does need to be left in this particular context for this general definition. And I just want to counterpoint Alan slightly. Yes, he is correct with what he said, but this particular beginning section is very deliberately a very generic definition of a multi-stakeholder model with the specific then derivative of and the ICANN model is, because we did discuss, unfortunately Alan wasn't at that meeting, but we did discuss that at fair length, and I think that picks up on Jay Scott's earlier point as well. So I would like to see governance stay, but I think the preemptive hyphen on that for self-governance is ideal, and it's sort of a belts and braces approach, which I'm happy with, but I'd want the word in. Thank you.
Thanks, Cheryl. Alan?
Yeah, I was just going to, Cheryl, what you meant with regard to my comment. Was it my comment on governance, the comment on the GTLD reference?
The fact that exactly both, really, Alan. Cheryl here for the record. Yes, we have already agreed to say that these definitions are in the context of the GTLDs, but that does not excuse us for not having the term governance in the generic, more generic, multi-stakeholder model definition, because that is deliberately beyond the concept of anything limited to GTLD. In fact, it's a superset beyond ICANN.
Okay, just for clarity, I wasn't making the GTLD statement in regard to what we had, just in regard to what Michael read out from the definitions.
But that is what I'm talking about. That terminology in the definitions is deliberately far larger than not only GTLD issues, but ICANN even.
Okay.
This is Chuck. I kind of lean with Alan and not being crazy about the word governance there, but I'm much more comfortable with it now that Jay Scott suggested the change of self-governance. That makes it a lot better for me. And I myself need to keep in mind that this is a broad definition rather than an ICANN-specific or GNSO-specific definition, because I don't think that the GNSO does any governance. But I'm fine with that change. So let me ask now then, the definition goes on and it says, to bring together all stakeholders affected by such governance or policymaking. I like that, especially where it says affected by, because there are sometimes stakeholders aren't really impacted by a particular issue. And so, I mean, they're welcome to be involved, but they probably aren't going to want to spend the time. But so the affected by, I think, is a really important phrase in there, at least to me. Now, excuse me. The next thing then, the included by, what does everybody think about that? I mean, as soon as you start listing four categories, these happen to be the four categories being talked about in the Brazil meeting and the INET, on the INET list and so forth, there's always risk of not including some? Like, for example, where would registrars fit in that? And I realize it says included,
yes,
but not limited to. I'm fully aware of that. But let me throw that out.
That's critical, and perhaps Michael, you'd like to speak to that, because we were very cognizant of that in the definitions group as well, and that is specifically, Chuck, why that terminology is that way, because it is not to be seen as a total listing, simply a cherry-picking of some inclusive terms.
Right. Michael,
yeah, this is Michael. I couldn't say it better. I mean, it was to be exemplary and not limiting.
This is Chuck. I read it that way. So to me, the included but not limited to is essential language, and I'm not uncomfortable with it the way it is, but I wanted to throw it out for us to discuss in this group as well, which we're doing. So anybody have any different thoughts or any reinforcing thoughts?
This is Jay Scott. I do. I don't think in the general multi-stakeholder model we should define who the stakeholders are. That's specific to ICANN. There may be other.
Scott, are you advocate? Would you advocate then? Sorry if I interrupted you. Are you advocating then that we not have that including clause?
Yeah. That it just says the affected stakeholders by such self-governance and policymaking to cooperate, participate, and dialogue. Why do we need to define who the stakeholders are? Under ICANN, I think stakeholders are self-identified.
Okay.
They're
great.
Not identified by us.
Right.
So I don't see the need to do that. Because we're talking about what a multi-stakeholder model is. Now, if under the ICANN multi-stakeholder model, if we want to be more specific, that's where that belongs, but not in the general definition.
Thanks, Jay Scott. Greg?
I would tend to agree with Jay Scott. If this is, you know, a generic definition of the multi-stakeholder model, you know, it should not, you know, list any collection of stakeholders. You know, it could list, you know, cats, dogs, and wildebeests who may be stakeholders in some other type of organization. So we should, you know, there's no reason to give examples that are kind of loaded and specific, because these are not quite the ICANN stakeholder groups. This is, as you said, kind of the Brazil stakeholder group whack-up, or one that's been used in some other, you know, internet governance context in the past, but, you know, not particularly, you know, it doesn't quite fit with ICANN's idea of stakeholders. So, you know, we could put, if we want to, you know, the names of the support organizations and the constituencies into the ICANN one, but I don't think we need to, since those are already capitalized, which, you know, at least, you know, implies that those are using those terms as, you know, however they are currently understood to be used in ICANN land. So yeah, I would agree with Jay Scott.
Thanks, Greg. Michael?
I would agree as well, and I think rereading that, I think it's probably a vestigial limb from our early discussion, which then was addressed by having the separate definition of the ICANN multi-stakeholder model. And then within this first paragraph of the policy and implementation principles, addressed by the further definition of what a stakeholder is. So I would be all for leaving that out and leaving simply stakeholder, which would be determined within the context, and then simply hoping that the definition, if that further information is required, which I don't think it is in the definition of ICANN stakeholder model, that it could be included there. But I think the general structural reference there should be sufficient.
Thanks, Michael. Jay Scott.
I mean, if we are concerned that there's such a politically charged atmosphere, my suggestion would be to move that bracketed language to the next definition. And so it would read, the ICANN multi-stakeholder model is a multi-stakeholder model comprised of different stakeholders from around the world including but not limited to list, dash, organized in various support organizations, constituency, and advisory committees. Because that is, in fact, reality, is it not?
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
I mean, I think it can be left out, but if we're really concerned that it'll be a hot-button issue and we need to give some nod to this, then it belongs in the more specific definition that points directly to the ICANN version of a multi-stakeholder model.
I can agree with that, sir.
Thanks, Cheryl. Greg, is that a new hand?
I'll take it as a new hand.
Okay.
I would agree that we should list. You know, if we're going to be specific about ICANN, I mean, as I said before, I think by using the capitalized terms, it's kind of implied that it's the constituencies or stakeholders that we know and love in ICANN. But, you know, listing them out, you know, can't hurt other than kind of making the definition longer. And we should reflect, you know, our view of the world, as I've pointed out in other contexts, you know, groups such as ISPs and the intellectual property rights in parties distinct from business parties, you know, are lost in the four-part stakeholder group that, you know, is being used elsewhere. Among
Thanks,
other groups, they're kind of getting mashed up.
Thanks, Greg. Nick? Nick, are you on mute? Can't hear you if you're talking. Okay, your hand's still up. Nick, can you hear me? Are you on mute?
Mike appears to be broken, he says, in
okay,
the chat.
Okay, so he's not able to get through. So if you can type anything in there, that would be great. So let me ask this question. Is there anybody, I'm focusing just on the first paragraph, the multi-stakeholder model definition. Is there anybody that's opposed to removing the included but not limited to clause there? You can either raise your hand or just speak out. I don't care. I'm not seeing or hearing anybody opposed there. So before we move to the ICANN multi-stakeholder model and talk about it in detail, which we've already done a little bit, any other comments or suggestions on the multi-stakeholder model definition? And I hope everybody's okay. I mean, we're not the definition sub-team, but obviously we're using their definition. So my assumption is that Michael will take this back to the definition sub-team and let them grapple with what we've done and then come back to the full working group. So... I don't want to make it sound like we're taking over the definitions sub-team.
Well, you've got a fair whack of the definition sub-team here with you anyway, so I feel assured we'll let you know if you overstep there, Chuck.
Thank you, Cheryl. Any other comments on the multi-stakeholder model definition as we've tweaked it here? Nice work, by the way, and I think it's that we're heading in a really good direction there. Nick, are you able to talk now? Let's find out. Still can't hear from him. Okay, not sure what's going on there. Are you on the dial-in number or the Adobe volume? And if in the Adobe, do you have your mic turned on there?
This is Marika. He doesn't show on the audio bridge, so I'm assuming he's only on the Adobe Connect for now.
Okay. Well, the Adobe is supposed to work for that, Nick, but if it's possible for you to call in to the dial-in number, that may be a workaround that we can use here. So leave your hand up, and if you get back in, just speak out and let us know when, or you can test it by speaking out. So... Okay, in the meantime, and Nick may want to go back to that first paragraph, which is fine, let's go to the ICANN multi-stakeholder model. And as Jay Scott said, we say is a multi-stakeholder model composed of different Internet stakeholders from around the world. Since I don't see any hands up, let me ask a question there. What value does that bracketed part that we move from above add, including but not limited to business, civil society, governments, academic institutions, and the technical community? Alan?
Chuck, it's Alan. I think it depends on who's reading it. If it's someone within our environment who understands what we mean by a stakeholder, it adds nothing. If it's someone who's reading this as a theoretical document and isn't familiar with ICANN, it adds a fair amount.
Okay.
So it really depends on the audience in my mind.
That's a good point. Thanks, Alan. Anybody else have thoughts on that?
It's Michael, for the record. I just wonder if that might be better placed rather than here in defining that, if we kept the section where we're defining a stakeholder in this context, referring to an individual, et cetera, that might be a better place for this to be an example of.
That would work for me.
And
so
if we did that...
I want to make sure I understand what... Is what you're saying then that you would move that definitional to the definition of stakeholder?
Yes.
Okay. What do you think of that, Jay Scott?
Well, I'm looking for the definition of stakeholder. I think that's fine. Then if that's the case, then in the ICANN definition, not in... Where is the definition of stakeholder? I'm looking at this document that's updated 8 January 2013, and I don't see a stakeholder definition.
No, it's not in there. It's actually in – this is where the two groups, I think, are working together apart. The definition of a stakeholder is in this first paragraph of the draft principles for consideration.
Okay.
Midway down where the green starts. A stakeholder.
Okay. I see. Now I'm with you.
Yeah, that was not something that we addressed in the definitions subteam.
So following up on that, this is Chuck. That sentence that's in the overarching principle certainly includes individuals, groups, and organizations. How does that fit, especially the individual part, with that parenthetical that has business, technical, et cetera, government, and so forth? How would that fit into that sentence? Do you want to take a stab at that, Michael, since you suggested that?
Well, I think Marika's already done something.
Let me get back over to Adobe. I was looking at a document I can read. So,
yeah, this is Marika. I've tried to insert in the Word document sentence that I think Michael was saying in relation to the stakeholder definition.
Yeah,
Michael or anyone else can please correct me if this is in the wrong place or anything is missing there.
Forgive me for a second while I look at that. So it's in the green highlighted section there, right?
It's just after that section. I've inserted it now.
Oh, I
should be able to
see
it on the screen in red.
Well, this is Chuck, and I'll turn it to Tom just a second. One of the things that I see missing there then is individuals, and you know the whole user concept, the individual user concept, which Alan will keep us honest on as a member of the ALAC. Tom, let me jump over to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to echo that, Chuck, and it leads me to wonder why we're trying to define the stakeholder both within and outside of ICANN. I don't know why we would have two types of stakeholders here. A stakeholder is a stakeholder. We're talking about a stakeholder to the Internet or to the ICANN body itself, and is there a difference?
It's Alan.
Alan, go ahead.
Yeah, there's a difference not that I think it really cares matters a lot in what we're talking about. There is a difference in that there are things related to the Internet, and people could be stakeholders with respect to those, which are completely outside of ICANN's remit. But I'll ask a radical question. Why are we worrying about this so much at this point? It's one of these things that, yes, we may not have the words right. I don't think we have violent disagreement in this group as to who we're talking about. And I'm not sure it's going to influence the rest of our the rest of what we're going to be doing on the principles that we're looking at, given that we all hopefully understand that we're looking at a very inclusive list of stakeholders who either are involved in making the Internet work or are impacted by the decisions that are made.
Thanks, Alan. This is Chuck again. So I'm going to come back to something I said before. So as soon as you list, like we do in red there in the Adobe, four groups, you automatically leave some out. Individuals aren't included there. What about providers?
But it says are
included as businesses. Are they? What about, you know? I'm always concerned as soon as you try and even list examples. Somebody, probably not us, and I agree. Those of us on this call probably aren't the ones we're concerned about. Others will say, "Where do we fit?" And we could answer it probably and say, "Well, we think you fit here." But as soon as we do that, there are those that will see it differently than we do. Greg?
I think that, you know, we could spend an awful lot of time on whether this list is comprehensive or not. It's certainly not comprehensive, whether including but not limited to saves it. You know, I think in this case, as we're trying to talk about ICANN stakeholders, I don't think it saves it because, you know, we've chosen to call out certain divisions, but not necessarily other divisions, and that some will object to that, and I would object to that, and you know what it, you know, today's constituency is yesterday's stakeholder group, and vice versa. So, saying that something is a constituency and therefore is only part of a stakeholder group gets us into a whole discussion at this point that's irrelevant, but yet charged with. You know, stuff that we don't need to wade into. We're going to have enough interesting conversations that are relevant to our remit, trying to either define the universe of stakeholders in ICANN or say that this is an incomplete list, but we've, you know, left some out for no particular reason. We could just choose to leave out everybody but, you know, academia and civil society or business and technical, because any list that's incomplete, you know, is either completely incomplete or implies that those that are listed are somehow kind of the bulk of the definition, that those left out are kind of stray. So, you know, having looked at this on screen and, you know, thank Marika for putting it out there so we can visualize it. Visualizing it, I don't like it. So I would suggest just taking it out and moving on because it doesn't really do anything good for us. Thanks,
Greg. Tom, is that a new hand?
Well, yeah, just real quick, I think we're confusing stakeholders with actual items of interest. I don't see any difference. There should not be any difference in terms of what a stakeholder is within or without ICANN. A stakeholder is a stakeholder. I don't see any difference whatsoever. Whether or not there are certainly issues that ICANN deals with that does not impact all the stakeholders, but that doesn't make them less of a stakeholder simply because they don't care about all the issues. So I don't think the text in red adds any value. I don't think it makes sense for us to try to delineate the role of a stakeholder within and without ICANN.
Thanks, Tom. Alan?
A couple of things. First of all, from what Greg was saying, I think we're falling into the standard ICANN pit hole of multiple uses of terms, and here we have stakeholder, which when capitalized is a very specific term within the GNSO, and here we're using the lowercase term, which is the generic version, and interchanging the two gets us into real difficulties. So by saying stakeholder here, lowercase, we are not saying GNSO stakeholder groups as opposed to constituencies, capitalized. That wasn't the intent, and that may be a good reason for not using the term altogether. Normally one includes examples like this, examples but not limited to make sure that we include the ones that people sometimes forget, that people don't think of as stakeholders within our model. This may be a good case where we want a footnote having a more exhaustive list, although albeit probably still incomplete, and not try to put it in the text.
Thanks, Alan. Jay Scott.
I think the language is superfluous, and so given that, it adds no value and should be removed. The best thing to do in ICANN is always to have the broadest possible definition when you're talking about participation. So I would look for something that does that, and I think taking out any sort of purported list, even with an including but not limited to, is probably more in line with that thinking. Second, I have a question with regards to stakeholders written in the highlighted green. After the semicolon, it says, that is, a given action has the ability to influence the organization's action. What organization? Is that the stakeholder, or is that the multi-stakeholder model?
I think it's, this is Chuck, this is my own interpretation, I think it's stakeholder from the previous part of the sentence, which means it needs to be fixed because individuals really aren't an organization.
Right, so it should say that have the influence of stakeholders' actions, decisions, and policies to achieve results.
I think so. Now,
if that's true, then that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
If I could interject,
I'm not sure.
I think that in that case, the organization being referred to is the particular organization just before the semicolon. And
that was
not
Greg, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
So it could almost say such organizations' actions, if you want
okay.
to write like
that. Before we work on this further, let's test and see if Nick can now talk, or that we can now hear him.
I don't know. How is
hey,
it? Am
good.
I coming through finally? All right. That's awesome. Yeah, I think a lot of my comments kind of came to how we were defining stakeholder, and I think at the heart of this one, in the multi-stakeholder model at ICANN, that the real bottom, at the end of the day, anyone or any organization can participate. I think that when we start to even making barriers that are affected by or definitely the brackets listing out certain players, that we're going to run into an issue where this definition is going to look potentially very, very off base 5 or 10 years from now, or even encourage people who are not in this, you know, those examples that we list, as you know, it kind of makes it seem like they are not actually allowed to participate in ICANN, where in this model it seems like everyone can participate. I think as a good maybe compromise, and I don't want to get too far in the weeds here, is that we just really put at least the examples completely as a footnote. So asterisking stakeholders and putting examples of stakeholders are include but are not limited to in a footnote, not actually in this part of it, because I think the real thing that should be stressed in this multi-stakeholder model is that any person or organization can participate as much as they choose to do so.
Thanks.
I like the footnote approach.
Cheryl, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I was just saying I'm very happy with the footnote approach.
So what I'm hearing, this is Chuck, and what I'm hearing, I'm not hearing anybody supporting leaving that red sentence in there in the main text. But there seems to be a comfort level of putting it in a footnote. And if we put it in a footnote, my question to all of you then is the way it's worded fine? And that
Chuck,
obviously
Chuck,
the
before,
included but
Chuck,
not limited to leaves the door open. Anybody want to comment on that? Anybody that has their hand up or want to comment on this?
Yeah, it's Alan. I'm trying to comment.
Go ahead.
Okay. And the text has disappeared and has moved around six times since I formulated my comment.
Stay with us, Alan.
Okay. I'm trying. The part of the original, what was there, and I think it was the part in green, but I've lost track of the colors now, which the tone was saying, or can be impacted by decisions, is when we started doing this, we included as stakeholders only those who are the doers and the movers and shakers within the internet, within the ICANN world, the registrars and registries and the ITF, and the parts that make the decisions. And what was left out was the people at the periphery who are impacted by decisions, and they need to have an ability to participate. So whatever we do, we need to make sure we don't lose that component. It's a component within ICANN that often gets forgotten about.
So, and Alan, this is Chuck. Do you have a specific suggestion with regard to where language needs to be fixed?
There is language within the green section. It has the ability to I've lost now.
Has a direct or indirect interest or stake in a particular organization? That is, a given action
has the ability to influence such organizations' decisions, and policies.
And I thought we had fixed organizations to stakeholders.
Yeah, no, such as fine. I just wasn't sure in this discussion if we were scrapping that also. And I wanted to make sure that we don't lose.
I don't think we were
the ability to consider as stakeholders the pawns who are impacted by our decisions.
Far from it. Marika, I think that organizations in that green highlighted sentence needs to be stakeholders' actions, right?
Such entities.
This is Marika. I think Greg explained that it actually links to the particular organization referred to in the first part. So the suggestion was, I think, to change it to such.
Entities may be a better word.
But I don't think organizations work because of individual.
It's referring back to the particular. It's Greg to interject. The way I read it, organization is there to
refer back to the particular organization just before the semicolon.
I see what you're saying.
That organization. The problem is the word organization is used twice. So that makes it unclear.
But if we use entity, that wouldn't.
Do we need that particular organization at the end there? This is Chuck. Would it be sufficient or stake in an issue?
Well, I mean, that gets us into an interesting question. I mean, right now, obviously, ICANN is organized as where there are stakeholders in an organization, but one could say that there are also stakeholders really in the Internet or in the domain name system or the GTLD system of the Internet and not the organization per se. So without getting too philosophical, I guess. And we're talking about actions, decisions, and policies. An organization can make decisions and have policies, but an issue can't have organization decisions or make policies. And then, while we're at it, is it a given action by whom? A given action by the stakeholder or a given action by the organization? So I think it is a given action by a stakeholder has the ability to influence. And then that, as it says, it leaves out what Alan, sagely pointed out, which is the repercussions of those decisions back on stakeholders. And one hopes that all stakeholders on whom repercussions will be visited are also stakeholders who have a chance to influence the organization, but sometimes that is not the case. One could look back at the U.S. Pre-slavery or even today, depending upon your political views, to look at when there were people who were stakeholders who had no voice but plenty of ability to be affected by the decisions of those stakeholders who did have a voice.
Thanks, Greg. Michael?
Yeah, I think there's some terms that whole sentence sort of confused me. I think organization is actually in a particular not to be circular, but a stakeholder refers to an individual, group, or organization that has a direct or indirect interest or stake in a particular multi-stakeholder organization and has the ability, and again, I'm troubled, I'm not sure who has the ability to influence the organization's actions, decisions. That's a stakeholder, correct? So a stakeholder refers to an individual, group, or organization that, one, has a direct or indirect interest or stake in a particular multi-stakeholder organization, and two, has the ability to influence such organization's actions. Does that make sense?
I'm slow on this because I don't see why organization is needed at the end of, you know, before the semicolon. I mean, what about an individual? We allow an individual to participate in anything we do in the GNSO world for policy making and so forth. That they may not have a stake in an organization,
Chuck, it's Alan.
Go ahead, Alan.
Sorry, someone keeps putting down my hand. I'm not quite sure why, or at least the technology keeps putting down my hand.
Okay, a couple of things.
This sentence is becoming so unwieldy, I'm not sure it has any meaning anymore. For instance, the expression at the very end, to achieve results, has absolutely no meaning to me. That phrase says, a given action has the ability to influence such organizations' actions, decisions, and policies to achieve results. I don't know where the "to achieve results" came from. It has no meaning for me.
I don't want to leave this call without fixing this sentence, whatever that means.
Well,
okay.
Saying a stakeholder is someone who has an interest in a stakeholder, multi-stakeholder organization, I think is a circular definition. So.
I agree.
We almost need to go back to basics. What we are trying to do here is make clear to someone who might not already understand it that a stakeholder is someone who needs to be at the table when something is being discussed. They need to be there because either they are going to be charged with implementing it, or they are going to be impacted by it.
Alan, they need to be able to be there. They know.
Yeah, that's correct, Cheryl.
Yeah, no, be able to be there, certainly. Sorry.
I don't want someone not showing up voluntarily and then that blowing up the whole thing.
No. Be able to. Sorry. And I think the sentence as we have it right now is getting so unwieldy, it's going farther and farther away from what from making something clearer, which was the original intent of having that sentence.
Well, let's see if somebody can fix it. Tom, your hand's up.
Yeah, I would replace the word particular multi-stakeholder organization with particular outcome. That is, a given action has the ability to influence the stakeholders' actions, decisions, and policies. So I think the word outcome, you have a stake in an outcome, you don't have a stake in an organization in this context.
So this is Chuck, a minor suggestion in that regard, maybe a possible outcome rather than a particular outcome, because when you start in the process, you don't know what the outcomes are, but depending on what they are, you may be impacted by that.
Yeah.
Okay. Greg.
And so just to finish up, then we said such organizations, obviously the word organization is not appropriate. It should be such stakeholder.
Yep.
Well, is it such stakeholder or is it such outcome?
So we're each seeing that a little bit differently. We had made that change before, and then there was discussion that it doesn't. So let's see what we have right now. So a stakeholder refers to an individual, group, or organization that has a direct or indirect interest or stake in a possible outcome. That is, a given action has the ability to influence such stakeholder actions.
Chuck, this is Tom again. I think we could end the sentence at possible outcome and stop there. I don't think we need the "that is" phrase.
Thanks, Tom. anybody disagree with that, that we just cut it off at the, make it a period at the semicolon and drop the rest? Now, we have a footnote there, so we can still put the footnote that talks about the four non-inclusive groups. Any objection to that? Greg, go ahead.
Well, I'll cede my place in the list.
You're the only one in there right now. So is anybody opposed to that? So what we have now, we eliminate everything after the semicolon. So we have a stakeholder refers to an individual, group, or organization that has a direct or indirect interest or stake in a possible outcome, period. And then we go to the next sentence, which looks like it's not the beginning of a sentence. Anyway, the multi-stakeholder process involves the full involvement of all stakeholders, consensus-based decision-making, and operating in an open, transparent, and accountable manner. Boy, we're jumping into a bunch of things there.
This is Marika. I think that's a remainder from our previous edit, and I think this was a quote from somewhere. I can try to see before.
Yeah,
it looks like it is. Yeah, it's from Wikipedia, quoting Larry Strickling, I believe. So I think that was just a remainder. People think it's still necessary. We may need to rephrase it, and otherwise we can take it out, I guess.
And that, anybody opposed to that being deleted? All right, so now we have I would like everybody to look, and I know we're just about out of time here. But would you take a look at that one paragraph for the overarching principle? And let me first of all direct a question to Cheryl. Cheryl, does what we have here accomplish what you were intending when you made the suggestion before the holidays on an overarching principle? Well, it's not too often I can get silence from Cheryl.
Well, she said she was transferring to her mobile, so.
Oh, she is. Okay, I wasn't looking at the chat, so she may not be available right now. Let me open it up to everyone. Do we have, then, in that paragraph now, and I know there's some stuff that follows it, but do we have, then, what you think was the overarching principle that was the intent of adding this here? And let's go to Greg and then Nick.
First, I would say that based on looking at the next kind of little sentence, or the overarching principles are actually after the next sentence and not in the upper first paragraph, but I guess it's an overarching principle for the overarching principles.
So do you think, Greg, that we should move that title down to below the first paragraph, that becomes an intro paragraph?
Yeah, either that or... move, you know, say that this is an overarching principle as well, but I think so. I would also say, while we're at it, that bottom up should probably have a hyphen, and so should consensus built, but maybe consensus driven, but that's niggling.
That's okay. Nick.
Yeah, I think this paragraph is getting a lot cleaner and closer to what we were aiming for. I am confused. I think, you know, where the first one where it starts with which aims to bring together, I have some thoughts about primary, but then it goes on to list again, the list that we moved into the footnote. So I would just suggest that we, everything between such as and to cooperate be moved into that footnote. And then I'm also not sure what the purpose of the primary is. I think that we can just bring together stakeholders, and I'm not sure if we need to, you know, what the primary adds. It may even take something away from that.
Yeah.
This is Marika. If I can maybe interject here, because I think what we still need to do here is insert definition. And what I can do is the one that we've revised, but I think the idea was that we would insert here the final definition when the sub-team finishes at work. But what I can do for now is actually move in here what we've discussed so far and just replace this part with what we have in the other chat pop like that.
Okay.
This is Chuck. That's a good idea because it was confusing me as well because I thought we had gotten rid of some of that, and we had actually. But
okay.
those
I see.
Here.
Great.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for pointing that out, Nick. Appreciate that. Alan.
Thank you. We're just about out of time, and my brain is fried at this point. I have a little worry, and I need to read whatever comes out of this clean, that we may have lost the part that I was emphasizing before, that is, those who are impacted by decisions need to have a place at need to be able to have a place at the table. And the reason I'm harping on this, if one goes back to the last GNSO reorganization, that concept was categorically rejected by the board. And I think coming out of our discussion, we need to make sure that does not happen. So I'm reserving judgment until I see a clean version. But
okay.
I am sensitive to that, and I simply am giving notice.
Thank you. And we're going to need to wrap up. Greg and Nick, are your hands still up, or are those old hands?
That's an old hand for me. Sorry about that.
Yeah. I actually thought this call was for 90 minutes, so I was well prepared for a longer chat. But
I can go longer if others can, but I think these calls are usually an hour. Now, I guess the question we need to ask ourselves, if we only go an hour every 2 weeks, or I don't think we're going to be able to make the progress that we
exactly.
need to make, because so much else depends on, so much of the working group's task in the future depend on these principles being finished.
It's Alan.
If you have some suggestions there.
Yeah, Marika just said this was actually scheduled for 90 minutes.
90 minutes. It was specifically scheduled for that purpose. To try and get beyond all of it.
I think we're going to start moving a little bit faster when we actually get to the principles.
Yeah, true. So, all right. So let's at least, in our remaining 25-plus minutes, try and finish the introductory part involving the overarching principle. Now, Cheryl, I think when you were switching phones, mm-hmm. I had asked you a question.
Did I ignore you?
I said, my response was, when I didn't get a response, was, boy, it's not very often I can get silence from Cheryl. So
here on that one, dear.
So the question I asked Cheryl was this. Okay, so now we've tweaked that first paragraph or first two paragraphs, whatever it is, quite a bit. Does this, since you're the one that proposed this overarching principle, and I realize we have some more to cover on that below, are we on the right track based on what you had originally intended?
I am very comfortable with where we're heading. I was most concerned that what we were doing with those overarching principles, that very rough cut I did, was basically a grab bag of other resources and primary sources. And what we're doing now is fine by me.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Greg. There's some noise in the
hand.
Background. If somebody could mute,
you're
not talking.
I am going to mute now. Remember, I'm actually driving at 110 kilometers an hour while I'm talking to you.
Thanks.
Yes, with the top down, I take it, Cheryl.
Okay.
Sadly not. I've not got the top down. When I stop talking to you, I will.
Tom, you're up.
Yeah, I wanted to support Alan's comment about making sure we do include reference to people impacted by decisions. And I assume by moving the definition of stakeholder to a footnote, we could do that. But again, we should make sure that, for example, the new text in red here again has but not limited to business, civil society, governments, etc. We should certainly include individuals in there.
You're talking about the footnote, Tom?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why we're, again, listing there if we're going to have a footnote that defines who we decide stakeholders are.
Well, we're back to a subject. This is Chuck. We're back to a subject then that's gone back and forth throughout this call. How important is that footnote? And if we do have the footnote, do we need to be more inclusive to include individuals? And then of course, the question is, what about others? that aren't included there.
This is Marika. I already added individual users to the footnote, which you should see on the screen now.
Yeah, I'm all for the footnote, Chuck, and I think if we can, if we're still concerned about it being read in some way as exclusive, then what we should do is do the inevitable on the footnote and others as later defined type stuff.
Can everybody see the footnote number two right now?
Yeah.
Any more changes to that?
I don't want to jump the line if it's Michael, but I was simply going to say, why not just include limited to individuals, groups, and organizations in the in business, civil society, government, individual academic institutions, and the technical community, as well as individual users?
Run that by us again, please, Michael.
It was I think it was typed up here. Let's see. This is a include but are not limited to individuals, groups, and organizations in business, civil society, government, I dropped the S there, academic institutions, and the technical community, as well as individuals.
So do we need individuals twice?
No. I think we could drop the as well as individuals at the end. Would that satisfy to make sure that it is referring to both individuals and groups?
So the way it reads right now, Chuck, and ICANN, stakeholders include but are not limited to individuals, groups, and organizations in business, civil society, government, academic institutions, and the technical community.
No,
any,
you lose
any problems with that.
It's Alan, yes.
You have a problem. I heard somebody say yes.
Alan.
Greg, too.
Okay, Greg, go ahead.
It's Greg. Alan, if you want to go first, you can go first.
Go for it, Greg.
Okay. Now, I think this list, Matt, at this point is becoming somewhat of a dog's breakfast. This is really not an ICANN list. This is kind of the Brazil list with some additions. And therefore, we're leaving out ICANN, you know, stakeholders as seen through the ICANN prism, such as registries, registrars, ISPs, IP constituency. At the same time, you know, academia, at least in ICANN land, seems to get subsumed into civil society. We've left out non-governmental organizations completely. The technical community doesn't even have its own seat in the GNSO. It's got its own kind of, it's got the ESSAC. So right now, this is not ICANN's stakeholder list. So we can either go into the ICANN view of the world and put it here, and God knows why we'd want to, you know, spend time doing that, or just strike this completely. I'm still just not a fan of this list, and, you know, this is not the right list if it's ICANN.
Because I'm chair and supposed to be neutral, I won't say that I agree with you. But let me go to Alan.
Thank you. I think you cannot drop and internet users or end users. They're not replaced by individuals sitting there. The whole issue of at large is someone has to be at the table representing the interests of users, and it's not replaced by allowing an individual to be there. So I think that concept needs to be there in anything that resembles a laundry list.
And that's another reason why we need to give.
If that laundry list exists. I'm not speaking for the list. I'm saying if it exists, the concept of end user has to be, or internet user has to be there.
And this is another reason why I'm against the list, but if there has to be a list, it has to be a list as ICANN sees things, including the ALAC, you know, user, and all the other, you know, folks like registries and registrars that are divided up into separate stakeholder groups for ICANN purposes.
Thank
and
you,
I think of constituencies as stakeholder groups, stakeholders,
Michael.
Anyway.
I'll put a motion on the table to strike the footnote, because otherwise it is going to be an unwieldy list that, at that point, is going to be looked at as excluding anyone it doesn't name, and I don't think we can name them all.
Which I think has been well illustrated in this call.
Yes. The one thing I did want to point out, though, Marika, if you could go back up on the page to the multi-stakeholder definition. And I had a question, I guess specifically for Alan, in terms of the impact statement, at least at this point, whether or not the use of the term all stakeholders affected by such government, if that at least partially addresses your concern, recognizing that we need to keep your concern in mind throughout the development of these principles, I think.
That was a question directed at who, Michael?
It was directed at me, Alan.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that clearly addresses, because I think what you're speaking about deserves more space than this, but at least in this definitional, whether or not it includes those who are impacted that you're
that,
concerned.
That phrase, along with the with the one in the next sentence, an individual, group, or organization that has a direct or indirect interest in an outcome, a possible outcome, both of them, if you're thinking about end users and those representing the interest of end users, it can include them. If you're not thinking from that focus, it does not highlight it. So it's easy for someone to have read this and come away without that understanding. And that's my overall concern.
And Alan, this is Chuck. I get that, but it seems to me there will always be another group that won't see themselves in what we're doing. And that's because we can't come up with a perfect list and because lists change.
I'm not worried about a group not seeing themselves. I'm worried about other people reading this and presuming that certain parties are not being included. As I said, if we didn't have a history of this already happening, it wouldn't be an issue, but we do have that history.
And how could anybody argue, this is Chuck, okay, how could anybody argue based on the wording in those two sentences that you just referenced that anybody would be excluded?
I'm happy to live with it right now, and as I said before, when I thought we were out of time, and we're now almost out of time again, I reserve the right to read the clean version, you know, outside of this context, and make sure I'm happy with it. But I think it's okay as it stands.
Thanks, Alan, and I want to come back to you. This is Chuck again. Come back to you with one more question, because I think you were one who really was advocating that we have the language that we had put in that footnote. And yet I'm hearing from just about everybody else that we should delete the footnote. Are you okay with deleting the footnote? And if not, I think you have to convince the rest of us.
I think Avery just put a comment in the chat which may be relevant.
Guys, can you read comments out for me? Because I'm good, but I'm not good enough to do that.
Avery said, how about including the phrase, including but not limited to, and then mentioning the GNSO stakeholder groups / constituencies and liaison groups?
This is Chuck. That's kind of where I think the second definition that's over on the right, if you're in Adobe, on ICAM multi-stakeholder model dealt with it. It modifies it a little bit, and we moved away from that and from listing. Then we went to putting a footnote that had the more generic terms, and now we're back to eliminating the footnote. So, Avery, are you able to speak?
I see she's typing.
Okay.
Yes, I think I can speak. Did I just speak?
You did.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, I'm personally not invested in it either way. I think that looking for a compromise, as it were, and then perhaps when I started the type, is if you wanted to go more general, you could have the construction including but not limited to, and then mention them more generally. You know, contracted parties and businesses and users and stuff. So the groups that are represented by the GNSO and the liaisons without worrying about everyone. And then you've got, hopefully, not perhaps the best of both sides of this, but at least something that satisfies both needs in terms of admitting that it is not a complete list, there are no complete lists, but also making sure that the concerns Alan is mentioning get covered. Thanks.
Thanks, Aubrey. Now I'm going to make a leader decision here, and we can change this afterwards. But I think there was I heard quite a lot of sentiment that we should just eliminate this footnote. And the reason I'm saying that we need to make a decision here is because we keep going in circles. We keep going back and forth to including it, changing it, adding it, finding out it's incomplete. I don't need to say any more than that. So my suggestion, if there's not any strong opposition, is to eliminate the footnote for now. If anybody wants to come up with an idea that you think will make it more palatable between now and our next meeting, let's do that. Is there any strong opposition to that approach? Not seeing any, let's go back to the queue. Alan?
Sorry, that's an old hand.
Okay. Michael? Oh, it looks like the old hands are dropping fast. Nick?
I strongly agree with you that I think that we should try to move away from the list wherever possible. My only concern was, I'm kind of playing off Alan's point, when we talk about the ICANN multi-stakeholder model, the way that it's phrased, it doesn't support individual internet users or any individual that's not organized into these support organizations, constituencies, and advisory committees. And I think, you know, just based on, you know, lots of things, but when something's open for public comment, it'll often be individuals have an impact in that, right, that are not organized into those things. Or in the public forums at the meetings, right? There's someone who's going to stand up who's not going to fall into this bracket. So I think that when we were talking about the ICANN multi-stakeholder model in that second red paragraph, that there needs to be something in there that goes beyond just the organized sub-organizations, constituencies, and advisory committees. It should be more inclusive than what the ICANN model is currently listed as right now, I think.
Nick, how would you fix it?
I think that I would probably I would probably just delete everything after stakeholders, the first stakeholders.
Now, you're in the second paragraph.
Model.
You're in the second paragraph, right? The ICANN multi-stakeholder model?
Yep. So, you can delete everything after world, actually. I don't think that any of that is really adding stuff. Especially when we have people outside of those organizations, and I'm afraid we're about to get in another list discussion right here. So I would just delete everything after world.
Well, I guess my question for you, this is Chuck again. If we're really talking about the ICANN multi-stakeholder model, that is an accurate description of them organized in various support organizations, constituencies, and advisory committees. Now,
I mean, is it though? I mean, because it's...
But then maybe we don't need to define the ICANN multi-stakeholder model.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure that we do as two different models. But even in that context, I think those are the movers and shakers of the multi-stakeholder model. But at every single level, that there are checks, right, so that any individual can make a contribution or a suggestion or can approach the board directly in some cases. So I think that there. The way that it's organized is a very good description of how it works practically and what the movers and shakers of policy are. But I think that there are other avenues that could possibly be missed there.
Thanks, Nick. Let me make a suggestion to see if this does anything to accommodate your concern. Leaving that paragraph the same, except at the end of also known as a bottom-up model, what if we were to add there that is open to anyone who wants to participate?
Perfect.
Anybody see a problem with that? So all
works
I did is add at the end of that paragraph, after bottom-up model, open to anyone willing to participate. And wording, it could be worded different ways. I'm not stuck on the exact words. So, Nick, it sounds like that covers your concern. Greg?
I guess editorially, I would probably say it utilizes a bottom-up consensus-based policy development process open to anyone willing to participate.
I'm fine with that. That's good. That's better than mine, for sure.
This is Greg. Greg, can you just repeat that?
A bottom-up, consensus-based policy development process, then strike, comma, also known as bottom-up model, keep everything after that. Yes, there you go. Of course, it's kind of then redundant in the next sentence.
You're talking about the GNSO policy development process?
Yeah. Right, we say bottom-up consensus built. We could probably just make a reference to the previous sentence at that point.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. Absolutely.
What value does that next sentence add?
It just seems to be a lead into the overarching principles.
Okay,
maybe
I'm
don't
a little
need
bit confused because I thought the overarching principles were up top. And that the other principles follow. Which are the overarching principles?
I think the first
This is Marika. I think that's a remainder when we actually didn't have Cheryl's language yet. So an easy way maybe just to take out the overarching in this sentence, and as well to delete in paragraph could be the GNSO policy development process enshrines this concept. Because before we're actually talking about the ICANN multi-stakeholder model, and now we're honing in on the GNSO PDP, so maybe if you just say here, this concept of a robust bottom-up consensus-built multi-stakeholder model just leads in that it, you know, goes at that level as well. That might be a way to link the two.
And then we
absolutely
start listing principles, not overarching principles.
Correct. Absolutely. Marika's got it, sure.
Thank you. Greg, you're just agreeing. Okay, thanks. So we're now then... And Alan, as well as all of us, will get a chance to look at this in writing sometime after today, so that you can look at it cleanly and communicate your final comments and edits. I'm hoping that we're really almost finished with the, except for final review of the overarching principle, and we can actually, in our next meeting, actually start making some progress in terms of the principles that are going to follow the overarching principle. Now, for us to make the progress we need, people, all of us need to do some work in between the meetings. And thanks for those of you who did in the last few days. If we can continue that and people can comment on the list, hopefully we can see some patterns towards consensus on some of these things before we even get to our meeting, and not use up a whole meeting just taking one at a time, because that's not going to bode well for getting things moving with the rest of the tasks that we have to do in this working groups, because an awful lot depends on the principles. Cheryl?
Thanks. I just wanted to add on to that. Can I request that we do commit to another 90-minute call next time?
Is anybody opposed to doing 90-minute calls regularly?
It's just too important. It should take too long.
Okay, let's plan on 90-minute calls. There will be times when some of us are going to have an interruption, but we can keep up to speed from the recordings and transcripts and lists and so forth. And between all of us, let me compliment everybody on this group. It's been a... I know it's taken us a while to get to where we're at, but I really appreciate the open and frank discussion, plus the willingness to compromise that we've seen today. And I think we're looking really good in the overarching principle, and hopefully the other ones may become even a little bit easier. The overarching one obviously has huge implications. Let me open it up to see if there are any other comments or discussions before we wrap it up for today.
Chuck, this is Marika. Maybe just to confirm whether you want to have the next meeting next week at the same time, or I think we actually moved this call 1 hour later compared to previous meetings, or does this time suit everyone, so we can just maybe move ahead with scheduling as well?
Well, another question, this is Chuck, that comes up is, didn't we originally try to schedule the sub-team meetings in the weeks between the working group meetings? And somehow we ended up, I think because of the holidays and when we restarted the working group meeting, we now have all of them in the same week. So another alternative to consider is whether or not we want to have this go ahead and have another sub-team meeting next week and then go biweekly from there, or do we want to have weekly 90-minute meetings? Speak up.
Can we, Cheryl here, how about we do next week with a plan to be at least fortnightly after that? And if we find that the task ahead of us is clearly going to take a little bit longer, then we can decide for weekly. But if we do it next week, we've got that option of either doing it fortnightly and getting back into the original non-synchronized planning, and we've still got the option of increasing frequency. Thanks.
I'm good with that. Anybody strong? And I see a couple agrees in the in Adobe. I'm not seeing anybody opposed to that. I guess I should scroll down and see if there's any no's. I don't see any. So let's plan on that, and then we'll decide next week or shortly thereafter whether we're going to have to make it weekly. But again, one thing that'll really help us, folks, and sorry for nagging on this, but if we can try and get some work done in between actual calls, it'll really help us. All right.
Chuck, this is Enrica. Just to confirm, for next week, it's at the same time, 2100 UTC for 90 minutes?
That's my understanding.
I won't be available, but Mary will be providing staff support for the call.
Thanks for letting us know, Marika, and thanks, Mary. Okay. Thanks, everyone, again. Meeting adjourned.
Thanks, Chuck. Thanks, everybody. Okay. Sorry I was
noisy.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.